At 6 p.m., Waterloo had partly sunny skies with 80 degrees. The dew point was 67. Relative humidity at 65%. Winds were from the south at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was falling to 30.02 inches. In northeast Iowa, we have partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures in the 80s. We have Charles City at 81 degrees, Olney 82, Mason City 83, Decorah 81, and Dubuque 80 degrees. Across the state, we continue to have mostly sunny skies. Temperatures statewide remain in the 80s. In surrounding areas, we have Chicago partly sunny 84, St. Louis partly sunny 86, Omaha mostly sunny 85, and Minneapolis light rain 73 degrees. Once again, at 6 p.m., Waterloo had partly sunny skies and 80 degrees.
The flood warning remains in effect for the Iowa River in Marshall and Tama counties. The Iowa River will continue to slowly recede as another dry day is expected. However, the threat of heavy rain will increase tonight and Friday, which may lead to future rises in river levels. Interested persons should pay close attention to updated forecasts from the National Weather Service. On the Iowa River in Marshalltown, the 10 a.m. stage was 18.4 feet. Flood stage was 15 feet, and a continued slow fall is expected. The following rivers are below flood stage, but continue to have high flows along them and remain potentially hazardous. Rainfall over the next 24 hours may begin to reverse the following trend on some area rivers, with significant river rises possible if heavy rain develops over these basins. On the Winnebago River at Mason City, the 10 a.m. stage, 6.2 feet, flood stage is 7 feet, and a continued slow fall. On Beaver Creek at New Hartford, the 10 a.m. stage, 7.6 feet, flood stage is 8 feet, continued slow fall is expected. On the Shell Rock River at Marble Rock, the 10 a.m. stage, 3.6 feet, flood stage is 4 feet, and a continued slow fall. On the Shell Rock River at Shell Rock, the 10 a.m. stage was 10.9 feet, flood stage is 12 feet, and a continued slow fall is expected. On the West Fork of the Cedar River in at Finchford, 10 a.m. stage was 11.2 feet, flood stage is at 12 feet, and it will fall very slowly. At Janesville on the Cedar River, 10 a.m. stage, 7.9 feet, flood stage is 11 feet, and a continued slow fall. You are listening to the voice of the National Weather Service for Northeastern Iowa, WXL 94, Waterloo.
After a two-day break from the precipitation, unsettled weather will return to the forecast area for the end of the work week into the holiday weekend. A weak frontal boundary over the southern portions of Kansas and Missouri will begin moving northward as a warm front overnight. Meanwhile, a cold front will begin dropping south of Canada and into North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Thunderstorm development is possible along both of these boundaries through the next 2 days. Heavy rain is also a possibility as moisture continues to stream north into the region. Flash flood watches have been posted for portions of west, southwest, and southern Iowa late tonight into Friday morning, northeast Nebraska tonight, and for a small portion of central and south-central South Dakota for tonight. The cold front will sweep south through Iowa late Friday into Saturday with another good chance of rainfall for the state. Temperatures will remain near normal for this time of year with highs generally in the 80s and lows in the 60s and 70s.
The Waterloo and vicinity forecast for tonight, there's a 40% chance of thunderstorms, mainly this evening. Look for the low to be from 65 to 70 degrees with a southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then again in the afternoon. Heavy rain is possible with a few storms. Look for the high to be in the mid to upper 80s with a south wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. On Friday night, there's a 50% chance of thunderstorms late. Look for the low to be from 65 to 70 degrees. The south wind will become easterly at 10 to 20 miles an hour. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of mainly morning thunderstorms. The high will be in the lower 80s. Extended forecast for the period Sunday through Tuesday. Sunday and Monday, a chance of thunderstorms, mainly during the nighttime and morning hours. Lows will be in the mid to upper 60s with highs in the middle 80s. Then Tuesday, there's a chance of thunderstorms early. Look for lows in the mid 60s with highs in the lower to mid 80s.